Chapter 3. Night dark waves lapped softly upon the western shores like a black velvet cloak, endlessly unfolding. A full honey-dipped moon shed its light over the scene below, softening the rugged formation of the mountain fortress known as Salamandastron. Four creatures, two badgers and two hares, leaned on a smooth, wide window ledge about halfway up the mountain, watching the activity of two younger creatures below. They conversed in hushed tones. Lord Hightower, the great badger ruler, heaved a sigh of resignation.
Well, if he's got to go, then I suppose it's inevitable. Maybe out there Sir Gaxus will learn a bit of sense. I can't take much more of that young rip. It's probably all for the best. He stays here disobeying me. We're bound to meet head-on before long. Still have my doubts about it, though.
Hightower's wife, the Lady Marola, stroked his paw soothingly.
It didn't do you much harm when you ran off for a few seasons as a young badger. You told me so yourself. Two male badgers on the same mountain would never work. Even I can see that. Poor Sir Gaxus. He's a born rebel. I can't help worrying about him. He's got a lot of hard lessons to learn out there. I do hope he'll be all right.
Colonel Whipscott of the Long Patrol was a hare of the old school. Twirling his waxed moustached whiskers, he puffed out his metal-clad chest and murmured confidently,
"All right, milady! Why shouldn't they be jolly well all right, what? Your son and my son leaving home for a blooming good adventure or two? Dormibles good, I say! Keep the blighters out of our fur for a while. Do you know, it's flipping hard to tell who's the worst rascal between them, young Sir Gaxus or that bescarum of mine. Rogues and bounders, the pair of them. They won't come to much harm, believe me."
The colonel's wife, Dunfrida, interrupted him sharply.
"I should say they won't come to much harm with it, because you'll be out there following them every poor step of the way."
The colonel looked slightly deflated. He began blustering.
I say, steady on there, old gal. Me following those two rips for a couple of seasons? What do you think I am, a bloomin' stalking duck? Out of the question, I'm afraid. I've got my command to attend to here, what?
That did it. Dunfrida whipped out a small kerchief and commenced weeping inconsolably.
You heartless hare! My poor little Bescarum and Marola's only son, wandering round the world willy-nilly like two homeless waves.
Whipscott raised his eyes in despair, apologising to Lord Hightower, as Lady Marola comforted Dunfrida.
"Beg pardon, sir. The good lady wife can't resist a jolly good blubber now and again, what?